Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health,
to seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell for Good, an international
call. Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Feedback in my ear.
No, because I ain't gonna meet you. See?
Tuesday time for chit chat?
Yeah, I'm trying to prove to him that it's an echo if he's in the same room with me. Even if he don't hear the echo in his ear. There you go. Now you hear it no more. For some reason it still creates the echo. Yeah. I don't know. What's that? Hey.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was important to you. Huh? Put that down the table.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah.
Technical difficulty. All right. Getting things started. All right, welcome to Tuesday Time for Chit Chat, regular game radio style. We live from the hood. Yeah, DJ Party Time, how we chilling out, eating stale chips over in Tampa, Florida. Chilling with old Art. Nothing else, this heavenly angel, what's happening? DJ Party
Time. Hey, I got some stale chips too, I can join you.
Man, he's my motherfucker. Hell. Oh. All
right,
baby, let me out. I ain't letting go there. What's happening? What was going on today? It's time to chit chat. I should have run the damn floor sitting there. Yeah.
Did you make it to Whole Foods or not?
Make it
to
who?
Whole Foods.
Make it to school.
I'm sorry, I got a mouthful of stale chips. I said Whole Foods.
Oh, Whole Foods. Nah.
You ain't
made it there yet. I ain't made it. I'm going to make it, though. I'm telling everybody about it, but I'm going to make it. Spreading the news, people. I'm spreading the news. Mom, I told Mom about it. She was like, yeah, but you know that food is higher than the regular food. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's better for you. Of course they're going to tax you, you know? That ain't gonna be too stale, man. Yeah. I ain't fucking them. I mean, they're super stale.
And you guys are really having a cold spell down there, aren't you?
Having a who?
A cold spell.
Well, it's going to hit again tonight, but it's like 64 right now. It ain't too bad.
That's
too bad. Oh,
that's nice. That's warm for here.
Yeah. Where you at? You out and about?
Who, me? No, I'm not out and about. I'm at home.
Oh, man. I got to hear a bunch of people.
That's on your end.
Oh.
You
bad.
Still got an echo?
No, it's part of time. I just got his mic open. You can't close yourself up, motherfucker. It's still gonna come through, man. Still gonna come through. Now look at that. So there's Tuesday time for chit chat. Tuesday time just to get it, whatever you got on your mind, on out your mind, and get it on out the way. All that. Shout out to Lil Key, you know what I'm saying? I hung out at Club Manila's last night. On the Bust Wide Open thing. Y'all can check out the YouTube video soon, cover soon. Would have been posted today, but somebody forgot the cord. Oh.
Wow.
I guess that'll be me. Yeah, I forgot the damn cord shit to transfer the video. So, and that'll be tomorrow. I'll just shit posted. But
yeah,
I had a good time. Yeah, we had a good time last night. A lot of people. Showed up, supported, you know what I'm saying? A lot of skin. Y'all see a lot of skin, you know what I'm saying? But that shit sound loud to me. I don't know why.
So who's all over there?
We got old Mr. Ott. Mr. Ott. That's my Cuba homeboy from Mexico. That's my Cuba homeboy from Mexico. But he speak while he's
all
fine.
Right, then. It's all the same, isn't it?
you know what I'm saying? But he speak El Salvadorian, you know.
Don't say that too loud now.
Yeah. I was laughing and telling my mom. It was a bird came over by my house, you know, and I was making a stereotypical joke. I say, I ain't never seen a Chinese person work at the Burger King before, you know what I'm saying? But now that I ate a fast food, unless it's a Chinese restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And then when I go into the Burger King, go through the drive-thru, it's a Chinese dude standing there. But you don't hear it. He got a deep voice when he hear it through the drive-thru. He be like, I take your order. So when you pull up, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're really looking for a black dude. And this is damn dude, I don't know, he probably got tall shoes on or something. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, like, he thinks about 6 foot. And I already, you only see tall Chinese people. You know, except for Yao Ming and shit like that. But, you know, them motherfuckers, they ain't even right. Yeah, he damn sure
is. I thought you must have said something now.
Huh?
I know you must have said something to him now.
No, I know him now. The first time it happened, you know what I'm saying, it threw me off. But, you know,
that's what I'm saying. You didn't say nothing to him? Like, man, I thought you was a brother.
Yeah, the first time, yeah, he laughed, you know what I'm saying? Threw that old fake laugh on me. That just boosted his ego up, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, get the hell out of here, that fake-ass shit.
Nobody hears this all the time. Come on now.
Kind of like a fake Chinese Santa Claus and shit, yeah. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Sorry, people. You
sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
So anyway, how was we recovering from the,
Yo, bubbly.
Tonight? Spice Lounge? Lil' Key will be at the Spice Lounge tonight. Where the fuck is that at? Orlando? What's that? Spice Lounge. What the fuck is that? Alright. Shouts out to Spice Lounge. Yeah. That's the next Lil' Key show. Anybody hanging out in Tampa, Florida? Want to catch the show tonight? You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go to the door to get in free. All y'all got to do is bust it wide open, and then they'll let you in. If y'all some faggot-ass dudes, y'all will get kicked in y'all ass and escorted to the motherfucking nearest parking lot. So none
bust
of the facts. Yeah, y'all fans come out now. We say y'all say bust it wide open. No, bitch, ain't talking about y'all. Y'all ain't bust the fuck up. Gotta
yeah,
do
why
so.
Should you say that?
Oh, bust the fuck up. Bust the fuck up. That's what y'all faggot niggas gonna get fucking around, shit. But it was a good show last night. A lot of women came out and busted wide open.
Oh, that's important.
Oh, yeah. It's always important, you know? It always helps the other go by. You know? So we had a good time, though, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to little homie CJ, man. I met one of my little homies in VIP. Chilling out, we smoking in the back and stuff. And but I ain't seen little dude since he was like, I don't know, carrying a lunchbox, you know what I'm saying? And so it was just, you know, it was cool to see, you know, years later as they, you know, as somebody grow up, you know what I'm saying, and they know you and they still recognize you. Now we still doing, you know, and we got something in common, you know what I'm saying? So that was cool.
Yeah, I like that too.
And yeah. He ain't out there fucking off and doing some stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? He said he worked for the goddamn government. All right, goddamn, boy. Had to look at you real close though. You said you worked for the government. Yeah. Black people and the government don't mix. unless we in it, and I ain't mean leave. That's why I don't mix. I can't do porn.
And that. You voted for Obama?
It is a good day to die.
Oh, my bad.
Get the guns out, baby.
Yeah, I voted for Obama. I'm going to vote for Obama again, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Obama is just like...
Avon calling.
Goddamn right.
Obama,
Avon
at the door.
You goddamn right. I was trying to say something, but fuck it. Get the product anyway, because you ain't got shit else to do with your money. You know what I'm saying?
Just give me the free samples and be on your way.
Yeah, I don't know fuck Avon, though. Nanette got mad at me back in the day because she worked for Avon and she was an Avon representative. And I always used to shoot Avon when I used to bring them on to the show. Y'all be shooting me. I'll bring the Avon shit up in with no Norway products or Avon. Fuck off.
What's wrong with natural beauty anyway? You know? You don't see men running around with makeup. Well, yeah, you do.
These old faggot ass niggas. These motherfuckers trying to put on more makeup than the women nowadays.
Got that right.
Yeah.
Timmy!
Wow. God damn it. What the hell happened? Oh, yeah, I know. That felt good to the ear.
It's out. Good.
Yeah. Just like a bitch over here. Over here. Cutting it up. We cutting it up. Oh, that's an inside joke.
Ding dong.
Oh, sorry. I'm not going to spray that one out here for time of chat. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put that out to the world. What happened out here locally. Shout out DJ Party Time. He ain't speaking up, people. He on the phone, though. What's up, Goofy? What's going down, bud?
I'm just waiting for my haircut lady to come so I go get a fade because I got a job interview today.
Lovely.
What are you, home delivery?
Right here, sir.
Home delivery?
Yeah.
I know, man.
No.
Didn't you just say you waiting for your hairdresser to come?
No, my haircut lady.
Oh. I thought you said you were waiting for her to come.
Yeah, she's not here yet, so I'm waiting for her.
Oh. We at a barbershop?
Yeah.
Oh. What barbershop you at?
We're sponsored in part by Kim's Nails. Get your fades that beats anybody's fade in the city of San Jose right here at Kim's Nails at 1978 Tully Road. And, yeah, Kim's Hair and Nails, haircuts for $6. Can't beat that, people.
Hell no, I want a bitch just trying to motherfucking charge me $20 for a goddamn hair. Man, what? $20?
Hey, but you know what? Not to be racial, but, you know, most haircut places, like, you know, the brothers go in there, they always charge them double because their hair's
still. That's crazy.
And it's like you know, the brothers come over here, you don't get charged double. You get charged the same motherfucking price. You know what I mean?
To me, you got to do more to white people hair than you do to black people hair. All you got to do to mine is take a clipper. I just want to cut all off. Yeah, that's it. Why that cost $20 to get all my shit Michael Jordan? $20. You know what I'm saying? You got to snip. You got to comb, snip, comb, snip, comb, snip. See, I don't need all that. So what the fuck is you charging me $20 for? And then they charge you extra, talking about you want to get shaved up, you want your beard trimmed. All that's supposed to be in the damn haircut. What the fuck is y'all doing?
Man, it's just sometimes they just got to make their own little extras. You know what I'm talking about?
That's more than extra. $20 for one hair, one sitting. That's great. For a kid.
You take that 20 times maybe 20 customers. That's the cash right there. You know what I mean? That's $500 right there.
But at the same time, you never get my business in Kim.
Yeah, that's why I go to Kim.
Dumb.
$6, you can't beat $6. And they do the bomb ass job. Like if you were to go like to some high end supercuts phony bullshit, fucking shit, they do better than. And then plus I get a $2. They throw the shampoo in my hair, so that's $2. And motherfucking, and she sits there massaging my little head, and it's like bang. On my big old head. I didn't mean
yeah,
to
right.
That.
Right. It's
gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Like gay.
Special awards, people, that we give out time to time.
Yeah.
Special awards.
Went
to the Lil Key concert last night. Shouts out to my homeboy Lil Key. We all got out at the club last night, Club Manila's. And I might have a YouTube video posted up a little later on. You'll see all the busted wide openness. And it's so funny, man. He asked for the chicks to come up on stage, you know, and dance and shit. All the main ones that want to dance anyway, they act like they were shy. They sit all off and, you know, they act like they don't want to come up on stage.
God,
that shit be blowing me. So then, soon as the damn song starts, I mean, not as the minute soon as the song starts, the main ones that didn't want to get up there, they the main one. I mean, naked, damn near naked up there. My first one taking it off, like, busting it way open. You know what I'm saying? Got to make a remix called Busting It Way Open, because that's what they was doing. You know what I'm saying? But they added to the show. They added some heightness to the show. But it's just like, you know you coming. With some thongs on, you know you coming to have a good time. So stop faking, yeah, except for the one that... oh, man, hold on.
Timmy!
Hey, 813, you in the building, what's happening? Oh, okay, hold on. All right, man, what's happening, Tom? All right, we got another camp listening in. That's what's up. But now we got another chick, right? Older broad. She come up there, you know what I'm saying? She was naked. She ain't had no drawers on. And I got a big camera view of that, and I had to quickly turn the camera because it almost made the camera malfunction. I had to quickly turn it off of that. I was like, oh, what is that? Yeah, you don't want to get no clothes up of that. You know what? I turned off of her in the green dress. That was the one in the green dress, yeah. I turned off of her, man. She had a frog on. Ugh. But this chick called my she dancing all around. She all up on stage, and then after the song was over, she's standing to the side. And I'm taking pictures. So I just take a crowd shot. She happened to be in the way of the crowd shot. I took the pictures. She actually posing for the pictures. So I take the pictures, she talks up. Let me see. Oh, no, you can't be taking pictures of me. I'm married.
What?
Bitch, you just was naked on the motherfucker.
Bitch,
you
at the club. You supposed to be at home sucking your husband's dick.
You only got no
baby
butt naked. You know what I'm saying? What
are
you talking about? You worry about me. Talking about,
But
Look, I show her the picture. She going to turn around and talk something. Oh, erase that picture. Bitch, I ain't erasing shit. I showed her the shit again. She's like, oh, okay, it's a race. Yeah, it's a race. Then she turned around, going to grab my arm. I turned back around. She got shades on. Tell her something. All right, now I take my picture. Bitch, get your ass out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. I still took the picture, but I'm just saying. Like, geez, dude. Well, stop.
You know what? I'm not gonna sit here and hate on a woman, but if you're married, don't come to the club looking like a slut because you're gonna get hit on. I get that all the time, but you know half of the time I take them home anyway. But it's like the 50% of them that I don't take home. The fuck you doing at the club?
But
you know
what I'm saying is, she is already busting wide open way before she said she was married. So before anybody knew anything, she was already on stage naked. After the fact came after the fact. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I done got video of your butt naked. Fuck a picture. Shit. What the fuck I care about a picture for? Yeah, that's it. I'm straight. Yeah, I got to look at your face. Nah, I'm straight. I'd rather look back at my video.
Shit.
Shout out to Jamie Garcia. You know what I'm saying? All my peoples out there in Texas.
Oh, Jaime Garcia. What's up, Jaime?
Yeah, Jaime. Jaime up in New York.
Hey, Smelly, what do you think about them dead birds and them dead fishes that they found?
What?
Oh, brother, don't tell me you didn't find out about this.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone's darkness is spreading!
Oh. I've been in the dark.
The thousands of these birds that they just found, they just fell out of the sky, and then these thousands of fish that just died, it was all one same breed. You didn't hear about this?
It was all on the same what?
No. Like one species of bird, just the same species, out of nowhere, they all fell from the sky. I'm talking thousands. So everywhere you walk, there's dead birds everywhere. And then, in the ocean, or in the river or whatever the hell, one particular species of fish, they all died. And I'm talking about they all died. Every single fucking one. So there was like not hundreds. Let's say tens of thousands of fish floating. Dead fish. I think it was in Arkansas. Look it up. You don't believe
me. All right, that's good eating. Oh, my bad.
Post it on my Facebook wall.
you
heard about that,
Heavenly
Angel?
What was that?
You heard about that?
Yeah, I have it posted on my wall. You didn't see it?
Okay.
Where was it at? Is it Arkansas?
Yeah. Down here, you mean? Yeah. Oh, hold on. You want to make? We got a comment from the gallery. Yeah. El Tony Oil.
Hey, what's up, man?
There you go. What up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Here's the next one.
Go ahead, you live.
Hey, you mean tell me you hear about the birds?
Wait a minute. Now I ain't hear about the birds.
Hey, man, it was a gang girl. I'm talking about a whole bunch of, like, they trying to give us a clue or something, man. How we going to fall out of the sky?
I'm telling you, it's an act of God, because I can understand a bunch of different birds, but not just...
Why you got to say it's an act of God? What God got to do with killing birds and fish? What the fuck is that?
I'm going to be honest with you. That is a sign right there, people. Because
somebody fuck it up, like Dave Chappelle say. Somebody fuck it up.
No, but it's only one species of bird. One of the same type of bird.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's look up the dead birds, people. All right, let's go in.
Y'all don't believe me, but I am Mexican.
Here we go. All right, here we go. 4 days after the estimated 4,000 to 5,000 red-wigged blackbirds found dead in Louisiana. Well, now it's just 500, but they fell from the sky. About 500 more dead birds were found lying lifeless on a quarter-mile-long stretch of highway in Pointe Coupe Parish in Louisiana.
That's what I hear you. There's a lot of distortion in the back.
Yeah, sorry about that. The birds, red-winged blackbirds and starlings. Well, that's three different types of birds. Red-winged birds, blackbirds, and starlings.
They're the same bird.
What, red-winged blackbirds and starlings?
Well, starlings are a different bird, but the red-winged and the black, they're the same bird.
Well, that's why I read it. I'm only meant to say two. My bad. Goddamn, Mr. Motherfucker.
Sorry, I don't mean to be mean.
God damn. Holy shit. I almost hit you with the dog.
Come on.
After examining the birds, state officials concluded that they had died as a result of blunt trauma, possibly caused by flying into buildings after being startled by New Year's and fireworks. What?
Come on.
Yeah.
Hold on, people. We got 4th of July and New Year's every year, and we ain't never had no shit like this happen.
Well, I'm saying there's something about a tornado just before, that happened just after a tornado hit in that area. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, here we go. A day before the Arkansas bird deaths were reported, 100,000 drumfish were found dead in a massive fish kill in the Arkansas River. The die-off is still being investigated, but was likely caused by a combination of factors, including a population boom over the summer, fuck Ella, and a deadly pathogen in a harsh winter cold snap.
Yeah.
They got the greatest excuses. I'll tell you that.
I'm telling you, man. Damn, what? As to theories about what has caused the deaths of the birds found in Louisiana, state wildlife veterinarian Jim LaCour told the Advocate that underlying disease, starvation, and cold fronts are all possibilities. So you're telling me that the motherfucking birds are starving themselves?
Yeah, right.
And they don't fly away to the south, you know what I'm saying, for the winter to avoid cold fronts. Man, y'all bullshit, man.
Hey,
please,
let's talk about my hair.
Shout out to Chang Pang. Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's
a chat.
Oh, there you go, Kim. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Let's see. Shout out to Let's See. Say what? Kick the guest out. All right, thank you.
You're better now.
Bow! Oh, I just muted the guest.
You got your never mind.
The tornadoes could have got some chemicals thrown into the air and also landed in the water, which killed the fish. Local Chinese restaurant are going to have fish and bird lunch special. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's Jaime Garcia for you.
We got fresh fish just in. Bird tool. I didn't say bird flu. I said bird tool. Chinese people fuck y'all up, man. Oh, it's crazy. All right, people. You know, I'm sucking wind right now, so gotta go ahead and get to a little song or two. And I know how we do. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we got Mr. John Duke. Shout out to Mr. John Duke out there. Hold it down. www.myspace.com/John Duke Prince. It's going out real big. Or check out www.youtube.com/John Duke 2011. Or you hit up on Facebook at John Duke. I think it's John Duke Miss Southern Bell. Something along with that.
A lot of dudes love me, so I'm not ugly, I make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness, wow, you can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite, yes, I'm exotic, yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous, so damn contagious. The name is Shining, please let me introduce you. I run with the strike boy, yes, I'm a track bro. I tell you off top, yeah, yeah, I've been a hot. I reported for the first time, 99. I had a few problems, now I'm back to get mine. Yes, you need me to hot track, and I bet I'll rip that. If I get done with that, you gon' say, damn, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal gold. Call me and call Steve from the Viennese. And I'm puffin' on that fire, looking Chinese. You can say what you want about Charles, about you. Yes, I knew what you did, what's solid. Name is Pat Kaya. It's John New, and yeah, I'm known to spit fire. When I get caught, the girl flip off the wire. No, I don't walk around with no self-esteem, because in my heart I feel like a black queen. Besides, I got major goals and dreams. I'm talking about I want to do amazing things. I don't mess with no lanes, my dude gotta be the boss. He can be raised in the South, I come from up north. Yeah, I love me a beef, hit the game for the street. You ever walk past a group of dudes and had them all swing down? Look at the body, she must be some kind of stripper. Me and her, I ain't got no time to be faking and wasting. I'd rather go out and make some big faces. I'm so hungry for the thing that I swear I can taste it. And when I do, I pray to God that I do make it.
You can say what you want about Charles, about you. Wish I knew what you did, what's solid.
Quick promo, man. Shouts out to Miss Mouth Times. Don't forget, Miss Mouth Times is kicking off the launch of Club Florida Radio, hosted its first ever, indie label face-off, and participate of a free admission. Contact Miss Mouth at MissMouthGossipDiva@gmail.com. Also hit up on Facebook. She got the Miss Mouth's $1,000 indie label face-off. So all the indie labels out there, you know what I'm saying? She, let me see what the details. She's putting up $1,000 or something like that. Changing the face of radio by launching the Bay Area's newest cybernet station, Club Florida Radio. Kickoff station is hosting its first ever $1,000 indie label face-off Sunday, January 23rd at Club Nouveau, Tampa, Florida. Come out and decide which neighborhood has the hottest indie label and which artist will represent your city in 2011. Limited slots available. You can hit up Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553. And the place to be. And there you go. Come right back at me.
Money in the chain, throwing out cash. Yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I fall by the ice. the rain. You can tell I ball by the ice of my train. I get it, get it, yeah, I get it, get it, get it, yeah, I get it, get it, get it, yeah, I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it.
I'ma make it rain, throw the cash up high. So much green, change the color of the sky. All about the cake, cause I'm broke if I try. So I take the money soon as I rise. Most money, dough team, yeah, we them guys. Smell money on me whenever I walk by. Watch so bright, can't even see the time. Juice so bright, man, my whole neck glow. Inhale the show, let my body just go. The boy so smooth, he don't walk, he coast. Mind on the money, I'm in it for the dough. Trap, trap, baby, you already know.
Get it, get it, yeah, I get it. Get it, get it, yeah, I get it. Get it, get it, yeah, I get it. I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it. Sudden in the club, I do my thing. Standing on the bar, money in the thing. Throwing out cash, yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I ball by the ice in my chain.
Sudden in the club, me and my dog. No beef, man, we here for the bra. But I don't wanna talk about shit, girl, fuck some. I don't wanna talk about shit, girl, fuck some. No time for play, baby, I pay. She like business, hell yeah, I pay. Go name price, girl, I know I got what it takes. I'm a head in the streets, in the bed, I'm a beast. Come escape with a G. And if you wanna leave, just meet me outside, baby, meet me outside. And if you wanna leave, baby, meet me outside. Just meet me outside, meet me outside.
Get it, get it, yeah, I get it. Get it, get it, yeah, I get it. I get it, I get it. Starting in the club, I do my thing. Standing on the ball, money in the thing. Throwing out cash, yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I ball by the ice in my chain. Get it, get it, yeah, I get it. Get it, get it, yeah, I get it. Get it, get it, yeah, I get it. I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it. Starting in the club, I do my thing. Standing on the ball, money in the thing. Throwing out cash, yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I ball by the ice in my chain.
That's my time. That's dope, boy.
Get it, get it, yeah, I get it, get it, get it, yeah, I get it, get it, get it, yeah, I get it, 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 get it, get it, yeah, I get it, get it, get it, yeah, I get it, get it, get it, yeah, I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it.
Dope. Yeah, this boy DJ smells so good. Like a game of the tank. Meeting everybody out there. The text 38909. That's Wild 94.1. And request Miss John New, new hit single, I'm Max Bitch, representative group.
Oh, punk ass motherfuckers on YouTube.
Tonight!
I'm on YouTube, right? Looking at my little video I posted. I don't know, I posted that shit a couple of months ago. How the police up the hood. And where it shows, you know, where we out at the kickball game and had the police with the paintball gun or whatever the fuck. And I done got over about 40 comments, you know, people saying various things. But I got the latest comment from this chick who I'm actually commenting back on her page now. Now you looking white chick, you know. She come on the page and screaming out, why don't you stop saying crackers all throughout the video? I'm like, well, this is what I'm saying back to her. You're obviously not from the South and don't know the local slang for which we call all police officers. You know, you might call them pigs or whatever, but that's what we call them. You can take it how you want to take it, but learn first before you come on someone's page yelling stupid shit. There you go. That's a comment for you. People, let me tell you something. Everybody got names for their own people. You know what I'm saying? If you walk up to the police and call them anything, like we used to call them pigs, you know what I'm saying? That was back in the day. We used to call them pigs, you know, pork bellies or pink booties. We had all kinds of names. Everybody on every sector got a name. What y'all call the police?
We call them Popo.
Okay, well, yeah, we got that too, Popos. Well, that's Seattle, Washington people. Even in Seattle, Washington, they call them Popos.
You used to call them pigs, too, back in the day.
Yeah, pigs, you know. Pretty sure you go in the hood.
Never heard a cracker.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the southern thing, though. You know where the word cracker comes from. You know, that's from the slave master when he used to crack the whip. You know, that's why you call him a cracker, because he was the person that cracked the whip. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the white man takes that pride. They actually take that as, you know, thank you for calling me that. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a symbolism for, yeah, that was a symbolism.
Taking it on your perspective, you know, a white cracker.
Yeah. But now, you know what I'm saying, that's what you got. That's what we call them, you know, like a Florida. You got Florida white crackers. Yeah, it's weird. But hey, people, the way we address our police officers down here, you know, that we you know, they got a little too offended when we was calling them pigs and shit, so we had to switch it up, you know. And the only encounter that we have on the street is black and white is white officers on black people. So what? Crackers, goddamn it. That's what we call it. Shit. Crackers and crackers. That's the police. You get offended by it, suck hell. Oh.
Timmy!
Hey.
What's poppin'?
What y'all call the police in California?
We call them suckers, 5-0, piggies, oinkers.
Oinkers.
And a spark. shit. Blue boys.
Oh, blue boys. Oh, they're gonna blue boys. They're gonna blurps. All the blurps.
Yeah, but yeah. It's usually suckers or oinkers. Because, you know, well, most of us in the drug trade, our phones get tapped. So we can't say pigs because then they'll know that they're on to us. So we go oinkers or suckers. Sometimes they're stupid and they don't understand. So they're like, oh, okay, they're talking about maybe something else.
Hell nah, if they hit that with a powder slap, my bad. That's fucked up, man. The black lady gets slapped, you know what I'm saying? Cause she had
my black lady got slapped.
You gotta be in the chat room, just admit it. She got one of them old powder slaps too with the baby powder on the hand. You don't want them good lather or pow, yeah.
Yeah.
Timmy!
Which one? Is it that lady that was in the courtroom that got nailed?
Who?
Oh, you didn't see that one? The World Star Hip Hop shit or whatever the fuck it's called? Some lady was in the courtroom. And she hit the boyfriend's girlfriend because she was laughing because of the crimes or whatever. And that guy killed her, that chick's sister. So the sister hit the girlfriend hard. I mean, I'll find that for you. I'll put it in the chat. I'm about to go home right now.
What? Damn.
Yeah.
Well, people, that's part of, you know, the Nutty News. Goddamn, we'll make that part of the Nutty News.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's crazy. People, we living in a wild world out there. You know what I'm saying? It's a wild
world. Man, Philly, it's day four without weed, man. I feel like shit.
People.
Oh, and keep going.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Hey, yep. Smelly, do you know who sings that song? Baby, I could tell too much. I had to look at your eyes. I could tell you want to fuck. And then a chick
says. Yeah, Camouflage. So, I think he from Florida.
No, because some chick came over last night, and she kept singing that. But she didn't know who the fuck sang it.
Acting like you want to fuck. You ain't got a call for you. No, that's Jay Shin and I forgot the chick that's on that. And the dude named Jay Shin, though.
Shin, okay. I got to look that up first. She wanted that song because on my iTunes, I got a bunch of songs.
Tell you what, fuck. Tell you what, call me your boo.
Yeah, that's all. Daddy,
you fuck, fuck. I want to fuck you. There you go. Matter of fact, I think this is it. Hold on. Let's see.
My homegirl, I want to bone Linda. She
no, that ain't it.
She wanted to know who sang that song. But fuck, I haven't heard that bitch in a long time. You know what I'm talking about?
Damn, let me think. Is that shit? Treat you better? No, that's One Night Stand. That's what I'm thinking of. One Night Stand. Oh, damn, man. Damn, I know the song, though. I know the song. I'm thinking it's Camouflage. I think that's what it is.
Are you still on Facebook?
Yeah.
Go to my wall.
Well, I would
oh, yeah.
Wall.
I'll go to your wall.
Can I lean you against the wall?
Ah, man.
Yeah. Here we go. It ain't even the Nutty News time yet.
Hey, Smelly, M-Funk Media, she's out.
What?
Yeah, they dropped all her charges.
No, because they found the dude.
Huh?
Because they found the dude or something?
Oh, I don't know. I guess he confessed to everything, so she got out.
Damn. What? What a phone number is? You got a number?
No,
that
but she came on the show last night.
What?
Yep.
Man, fuck Cornelius, man. Shout out my own boy Cornelius, man. God damn. This motherfucker and I had two kids, and that's how long it took this motherfucker to respond to my Facebook goddamn request. You know what I'm saying? God damn. I'm sorry for the delayed response, man. Shit. Damn, home with a wife and two boys. So when I signed up for the Four Horsemen reunion, okay, he left his phone number. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, shout out to the Four Horsemen. My homeboy Zach getting married. He can be married a white chick, you know what I'm saying? Up in, and this is weird, people. There's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, marrying other cultures. But the only thing is weird is he's in Atlanta where it's, you know, the ratio of black women to black men is so high that the probability of you getting with a white girl there is like, whoa.
It's like what, 1%?
it's kind of small because it is, you know, of course white folks everywhere, but I'm saying it's just, you know, you got sisters throwing that ass at you with jobs, you know what I'm saying? Not like stripper bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
these are working with banks and corporate agencies, you know what I'm saying? But they willing to, you know, be your woman and shit, man, without asking you for money. You know. So yeah, big up my homeboy Zach and
congratulations.
We
hopefully he got a gold
you know
mine.
So,
that's the only reason why I married a white girl for a gold mine. Or maybe
well, they had a pair.
Because I want to.
Yeah, he sent us some pictures now. I mean, yeah, she got paper. She got
did
paper.
Did you get my wall?
Let me look at her wall.
You get my wall yet. Come on now.
What's on your wall? Is the nut on your wall?
Oh, man.
One time. I'm not even going to say it. A stupid, goofy phone sex story. I don't even want to say
it. Zero? From yesterday? With the tea?
No. This is a long time.
Hey, what I'm looking at on your profile?
Well, if you scroll down, you can see some pictures of my daughters and my grandson.
Oh, and SeaWorld? What is that? SeaWorld or something?
Yeah, that was...
Oh, Grand Cayman Island.
Oh, no. My grandson and my daughter are in a picture.
The little black boy?
My boy. That's my boy right there.
Damn, you little black-ass boy. Oh, sorry.
Well, my daughters are mixed, both of them.
Hey, I see. She looks like Rosie Perez almost.
Rosie Perez?
No, she doesn't.
I gotta throw the Spanish jokes in there. You know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't funny if it ain't racial. You know what I'm saying? It ain't funny if it ain't racial. Goddamn it, shit. Actually, what is the fun of that? You know, shit. Yeah, cute kid though, man. The whole time I thought you were talking about a little white boy though. I ain't gonna lie to you. And then you got little chocolate boy wonder right here, like wow. Wow.
Hawaii World. A little camp.
Wow, who's that with the Hooters? Is that you?
That's my daughter.
Oh, wow, she's got the jugs too, huh? I know he was happy breastfeeding. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to be breastfed by a heavenly angel.
He 8 years old, still breastfeeding and shit. Nah, he can't get enough.
My youngest hang on, let me tell you, boy. Papa dear life.
He got a custom fit nipple and everything.
So, Heavenly Angel, you're a gilf?
Oh, man.
That's right, I'm a gilf, baby. I'm a gilf, not a milf.
A gilf. What the hell is a gilf? Oh, grandmother, my man.
Grandma, I wanna fuck. Or I like to fuck.
Shouts out to that. Let's see. Let's go down here. We got
some nice chit chat today.
Yeah, what are these pictures? Let's see. Oh, okay. So she's an aquatic one, I see. Who is it? Oh, you Elizabeth. Yeah, I'm talking about. Now, who's the little girl with the holding the dolphin in her arms?
That's my youngest. When we were in.
Yeah, it's hard. You see how smart dolphins is? They come up, you know what I'm saying? And let you hold all over the shit.
Oh, last night when I was fucking, I was flicking the channels. And you know how parrots are fucking smart as fuck.
Yeah, they are. They're really intelligent.
Some lady was saying, "What color is this?" And then the motherfucker said, "Orange."
Yeah,
said,
on the box.
The motherfucker said, "Yellow." I'm like, God damn. Motherfuckers are fat.
No.
What with y'all in these eye pictures there? Oh, Lord, should have took that one. I don't know who took that picture.
Where are you at?
But yeah. I don't know. I'm scared to death. It looked like one of the pictures that you probably be watching a little cute video, and then next thing you know,
are
a picture.
Are you talking about my daughter?
Up.
My daughter?
Oh, yeah,
daughter.
You know.
Oh, I know what picture you're talking about. Yeah, that's
good. Damn. Wow, that's a straight Halloween picture. That one.
That's a recent picture, boy. She's a teenager, from H-E-double-L, let me tell you.
Yeah. Okay, now who the extremely chocolate boy is, the grown dude?
Now that is my daughter's half-brother.
Oh, okay. Hey, y'all all mixed up over this motherfucker. God.
Now, where are you, Heavenly Angel?
I'm sorry, what?
Where are you at?
Wait a minute, where am I at? In the picture?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere.
You ain't in these mother. You ain't in none of these. Let me go down.
Well, I'm gonna go take a trip to Seattle, people. I need to go lay down in the clouds of heaven with the heavenly angel.
Right. Hey, so I mean, tell the world, man, why you decided to quit smoking, man.
Because I got to drop some weight, you know.
You know what time it is.
Because, you know.
And that's me.
You know, Goofy Bone, he makes these sex songs, and, you know, I want to take my shirt off and grind on some half-naked chicks. But y'all don't want to see no fat-ass, blubber, motherfucking Mexican, you know what I'm saying? So I got to drop some weight, man. I would like to be thin like you, but unfortunately that ain't gonna happen. So I'm gonna drop whatever I can. So that time when the second album's done, I'll at least be at a presentable artist on stage with my shirt off, getting down and naked.
Right. Okay.
Nah, cause
make sure you let me
song.
Know, so I will not be at that show. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's just like your homeboy, how he had the dancers. Shit. I want to take my shirt off. I want to get down and dirty with some dancers, have them licking my skins and all that other shit stuff. But, you know, they ain't going to do that if I'm all blubbery.
I mean, I get women.
I ain't gonna lie, I get a lot of women.
I
get my fair share of women, but it's like,
you got
I know if I drop hella weight, I'll get 10 times the max.
Oh, man. Hey, I got a joke for you, Goofy Mo.
Okay, what's the joke?
What do you call a Mexican baptism? Bean dip.
That's great. I didn't like that. That was great.
A bean
dip. A bean dip.
Sounds like the Amy Garcia. I'm not stealing jokes, people. I give you full credit.
Oh, oh my God, I never been.
Just in case somebody gets offended, you know what I'm saying?
I can first connect in my life, so I heard that. I'll be him.
Man. That's you know,
good.
That reminds me of. Oh, I'm sorry, people. You know, I love that very often, you know what I'm
saying? Come on, man.
My shit in the background, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, you know I do. All right, people, we gotta go ahead and take a break. You know what I'm saying? Get into what we get into here. It's the top of the hour, and we gotta tune you in. Hey, you got your nutty news ready, there, Goof? Cause you gonna start us off, man. We're going to take one quick mariachi break, and we're going to come right back to you since I got my Cuba homeboys listening in. Shouts out to Art. Hey! Pow, pow. Come back with another news right after these messages, people. Yeah, this is one for Jaime Garcia.
Vamos a Tepa, tierra soñada, donde la vida es un primor, donde me espera mi chapeteada, la única dueña de mi amor. Es tan bonita mi chaparrita, que cuando va al templo a rezar, todo le nombran la virgencita, la de los labios de coral.
Alegre la mañana cuando sale el sol.
Así son las salteñas de su alrededor.
Alegres y bonitas todo el tiempo están.
Las lindas salteñitas de Tepatitlán. Y en los maizales tengo un pedazo de jardín, como lo riego todas las tardes, y adiós botones el jazmín. Así le pasa a mi chaparrita cuando le doy todo mi amor. Ya le ha nacido la florecita que le sembré en el corazón.
Alegre la mañana cuando sale el sol.
Así son las salteñas de su alrededor.
Alegres y bonitas todo el tiempo están.
Las lindas salteñitas de Tepatitlán.
Oh, man, that's some good fun. fucking music there, people. That is some good fucking music there. Oh, there was another joke up there. Oh, okay. Well, get on one. We got one more joke. Bring to you by Mr. Jaime Garcia. Hey, hey, pow. All right, here we go. Let me beam everybody up in here real quick and get y'all. The joke of the day is coming in part by Jaime Garcia. Aye, aye, aye.
Tonight.
All right, hold on. Got another joke for you. And go ahead and prep the music for the next joke. There we go. What do you call Mexicans? Why do Mexicans eat tamales at Christmas time?
Because that's the only gift they could open.
God damn, what the fuck is that? Something true about? God damn.
They need something to unwrap, he said.
Yeah, so they have something to unwrap. God damn. Y'all don't even make the goddamn, y'all just totally fucked the joke. God damn. Fuck the joke up. Sons of bitches. Sons of bitches. That must be an old Mexican joke, man.
That's an old ass Mexican joke. I heard that back when I was.
Oh. Get the fuck out of here, Jaime. Jaime coming with these old 1970 hot karate damn.
I love
it. You got that. You got that Old Spice. That shit out of here, man. Get that shit out of here. Nobody wear Brute 33 no more by Fabergé.
Gillette. Try some Gillette.
Aqua Velva.
I'm Old Spice, baby.
Two dabs on your nuts and you'll love her even more. Ah, man. Yeah, let me tell all you guys out there, this ain't a My Health Monday, but you don't never put cologne on your nuts. I don't know if y'all ever experienced that, but I'm pretty sure as a young, dumbass motherfucker coming up, you're going to experience that at least one time in your life. Unless somebody, you know, tells you ahead of time, that's not the motherfucking right thing to do. Cologne and nuts don't mix. That goddamn alcohol will burn the shit out your ass. Like, what? Nobody's fucking business.
Good time.
Woo! All right, well, here we go.
Bring us another news for that.
Oh, you know it.
That
brings us right into it. Time for another news, people. Time for the nuts hit news.
And whatever. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
On my lowrider. Gotcha. Wind chill is the word of the day. Oh, he did that backwards. God damn, man. That's two for two. Damn.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Awesome shit, fucking story.
Brilliant. The Mexican word of the day is wind chill. Wind chill is the word of the day. Now let's use that in a sentence. My ruca thinks I'm cheating on her, so she went and busted the wind chill on my lowrider.
Wind chill.
Right. That's yeah, true. that yeah.
Honey,
yeah,
where the fuck
yeah.
are you?
Yeah.
Go to Mexico.
Put your hand up, Ivy, right now. Put them up. God damn it. Get shot for that shit. Get your ass laid down for that shit. Straight the fuck out.
You really want the Mexican word of the day brought to you by a real Mexican?
Uh-oh. The Mexican word of the day brought to you by a real Mexican.
All right. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Where's the music?
What?
Some authentic music going on here for this.
Oh, my bad.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Fuck yeah.
No. We're just there.
Are we ready?
Here we go. The Mexican word of the day.
All right. The Mexican word of the day is tofu. Tofu. Dang, I'm going to miss my novellas. I forgot my to copy the cable bill last month.
Get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
I guess.
Right. All right, people. We started saying off. Nothing new that this brought you part by nothingnewtoday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy off the wall news. Shouts out to my homeboy, Ed Dog, up in the building. Yeah, you started it off. And we got Mr. Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California. He's going to start off with a special rendition of I Don't Know What the Fuck.
Well, people. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to think this is an act of God. Department of Health warns about fish killing. Roseville, Arkansas. The Arkansas Department of Health advising people do not eat the fish that are floating up from the rivers. The Department of Health says thousands of drum fish have been killed in the banks of the Arkansas River. And they are stressing to the fact that the matter is do not eat these fish. They do not know why they died. They do not know why they floating upside down. Well, because they're dead, dumb shit. They do not know why they all decided to die at the same time. It is a single species kill. We do not know the cause. We do not think that the cause is here, but we also think that the cause is somewhere else. What the fuck? These fucking people. Anyway, I don't have the bird story, so you go ahead, Smelly.
And you know, that's weird that leads right into the nothing new. Cause guess what's at the top of the damn...
Shut the fuck up, no way. Do it!
In Louisiana, hold on. You can hear me, you can hear me now?
Oh,
you
can hear me now.
Oh, you can hear me on the speakerphone?
Yeah.
Oh, alright. Well, fuck it then.
You can hear me, baby.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me
now? We're not hearing you.
Hello?
Yeah, look, yeah. We got this ain't even...
Yes, and we've lost. Technical difficulties, people.
What, can't hear me?
Well, sometimes we can and sometimes we can't. So just do it regular.
Oh.
You're going in and out, baby.
Fucking doing it regularly. Hold on, I gotta turn my sideboard. I gotta put my seven headpiece back in. My $7 or $15. What's that? Well, I can't hear shit. Hello?
So that's your daughter, Heavenly Angel?
What the fuck happened?
On your face?
Hello?
Yeah, both of them are. Two daughters and my grandson.
I don't hear shit.
She got the gun.
Everything just fucked up. Oh, what the fuck happened? All right. Anyway, what the hell? One fish says to the other, you ready? Let's die and poop, they're all dead. I will take it back. They probably part of the same religious fish group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, man. They always
talk about it.
Something ain't, man. And that don't try to put that on no religion, though. Motherfucker, come on, man. There ain't no act of God, man. That's something else. Around that area, done did some shit. They put it in the air, and that shit fell out the air, and it came down into that water. That what happened. Tell you now. First Arkansas, now Louisiana, hundreds of dead birds. State biologists are trying to determine what killed an estimated 500 birds, specifically red-winged blackbirds and starlings. The birds littered a quarter-mile stretch of highway, and I just read all this shit, people. 3 days before the birds cluttered Louisiana highway, one, more than 3,000 birds fell from the sky in BB, Arkansas. So you got fish, you got birds. Let's get this pattern. Let's get this pattern down now, because I already I peeked it the last time when they first came out with all the fucking dog flu. I said, now watch. I said, now, and you can go back through my radio archives. Before that shit came out, I said, watch. After the canine flu, I said they're going to have a bird flu. I said, after the bird flu, they're going to come up with a fucking cat flu. After the cat flu, I said they're going to come up with a horse flu. And after the horse flu, they'll come up with a fish flu. Guarantee you, listen to all the archives, all that shit happened. Right after the fucking flu, all that dumb shit started happening. As soon as I started reading the nutty news, the cat fly. Cat flu. Then we got the horse flu. Then the fucking birds. Then all the fucking animals talking about some flu shit.
Just
smell
good, check it out.
Telling you, people, this shit ain't just
everybody in New York, right? Because there's a facility that they want to move to the middle of Kansas. These facilities house deadly virus germs. They've been moving these facilities around all through the state in the middle of the Southwest. So why are you doing that? Now, you have these problems. Why are you doing this? How that happened? You know what I'm saying? They said after the years, this is reported. And now get back to the facility, and now they can get the count for what's been going on. And this is, and now we had a lady who was working here. She wasn't even American. She was a scientist from overseas. She had to take some shit out of her and get people sick. They find a mutated virus. Mutated animal. They got a mom-pop monster that time. Y'all go look it up. That shit real.
That shit real.
Yes, they do. And they let these
designs
out.
I can
get
burned
through.
And guess where they got all that technology from? Good old East. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam. No, I'm talking about Adam, where they got that technology to build underground at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's it. But that's how they learned to cover they shit up, though. You know what I'm saying? While we sitting here looking to the skies and looking all above ground, everything that's, you know, like that movie, The Island.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? Oh, man, that's some true shit, though. You got sick motherfuckers that out there that will pay enough money to freeze their goddamn brain in order for another fucking body, because that's all that's important is your brain. Your body ain't shit. Your body's a piece of shit. It means nothing. It's useless. It's just a vessel. It's the only thing that's important is your brain. You keep that brain alive and functioning, you put that bitch in anything. Put that bitch in an automobile, just like a kid car, and that motherfucker will run.
I watched a scientific film one time, some footage that was rolling over 7 minutes, where they took a monkey's brain out for 3 minutes and he would just sit there. I'd be like, and put it back in.
Yeah, I see that.
That was crazy, dog. They took the monkey's brain out for like 3 minutes.
and watch them chilling around, look crazy and shit, spotless, and then put the plane back.
Hey, y'all hearing it here first on Regular Game Radio, goddammit. Pull no punches, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Dolce is one of the biggest underground bases in the world. Wow, that's coming from Jaime Garcia. Dolce.
Where is it actually located?
It's called Dolce.
In the Midwest, because they've been doing a lot of underground facilities.
Yeah, we'll find out. Let's see what Dolce is. You ever heard of that, Heavenly Angel? Dolce?
Yes, I have done a lot of research.
kindergarten through high school. So that's all the way from small to 18-year-old. It's only 650 of the motherfuckers. Total. That shows you some secret shit going on. The CDP population was spread out with 40% under the age of 18, 10% 18 to 24, 29, 25 to 44, 16, 45, and 4%. Who were 65 years of old. The medium age was 25. For every 100 females, there were 92 males. And for every 100 females age 18 and over, there were 91.4 males. Yeah. Well, that's weird, boy. It's crazy.
It's very strange.
Hell yeah.
These are
statistics
that they get here.
You know,
a lot of people don't want to pay attention to a lot of this government
knowledge. There you go, Dolce Bates. Hold on, there you go, Dolce Bates.
That's just the military base. Yeah, they show
sure. They go a couple
pictures up.
That's the mountains right there. It's inside.
Yeah, that was big, but the other one that I seen is approximately 10 miles underground, 10 miles wide underground.
Seven floor.
It's 10 miles wide and over 20 stories high. And on top of that, coming back the other way is 8 miles. So it's like.
Mental of what? Right. Because this part of this planet we ain't never discovered and still discover. It will take our lifetime, your lifetime, and everybody else's lifetime before. And by the time we discover something, it's going to be something new.
Well, they got a scientific discovery right now. They're trying to discover, decipher if it's a volcano that's disrupting or if it's a creature underwater.
That's real. Why it ain't real? You don't believe in aliens? You say we the only motherfuckers in this old solar system.
You better read that rebooting Bible that all of a sudden says there'll be talks of aliens and war.
Yeah.
They didn't even say aliens back then,
dog.
Come on. Brainwash that
bug. That's all I'm saying. I don't believe we're the only ones in this universe. In this, out of all these planets, and when they go and look at all these planets, it's water sources, it's structures and all this kind of shit that they discovered. Something out there besides us.
Before us and after us.
And now with us. They just don't want to fuck with us. That's all it is. They know we some goddamn viruses. That's why they don't fuck with us. We viruses. We are walking, living viruses, and they don't want to fuck with us because we'll kill them. We'll probably kill everything in the planet. I believe that. I believe and know that. And we walk around and kill ourselves.
If we were having alien visitations, right, which we ain't. This is what this was Stephen Hawking said. No, check it out. This was Stephen Hawking said. Y'all see?
Time travel.
Yep. A human race is coming back into the present, into the past. That's what Stephen Hawking was saying.
Future, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you don't know.
And then y'all got to look at it in the Bible.
Said, future is set yet.
But you gotta look at the Bible, man. Come on, man. How you gonna say in the 11th century BC? Oh, there's aliens. They looked up in the sky and they would see something like that. Now, you know what they would say? They would claim it to be holy. But everything that you're seeing here is man-made, man. Why don't y'all realize that? All around the
world. All this shit was. Yeah, that's all it is.
The first helicopter pilot in the world was a woman down in Germany, man.
The first spot they made was in Germany.
Yeah, everything. Everything's from the Soviet. Everything comes from the Soviet Union. Yeah.
Missiles, unguided rockets. Yeah, they even have remote control rockets that do 19 miles for the core, and then they cut the core and let the rocket hit. Boom. But they were getting shot down by the RAF. The RAF was shooting them down. I've seen documentaries, film after film after film. You know, I'm into that warship, man. World War II, the biggest thing.
Yeah. These are bases all over the world, underground. They are connected by tunnels that fit. Two jets side by side.
That's basically almost true.
Yeah. Has over 13 floors. Below level 6, humans are not allowed. It is aliens only, and they are doing some fucked up experiments.
We're talking about humans are not allowed. So what's allowed out
here? I put it like this. If you did not see that sign, how you
going to higher power than you. Yeah, if you don't recognize the signs, see, that's the other thing. This shit, it had all these little fucking signs and shit.
But see, everybody don't get it twisted, man. We're not having alien visitors, man. It's human technology.
Yeah, I'm really good. Yeah, it's a mimic of it, yeah.
And they say, if you are seeing anything, it's time travel. That's what they say, because those things are moving so fast that it's moving through some type of time rift. And see, I found out about time and evolution. Time got to do with a lot of things around you. Because your body takes time to age. The world takes time for it to age even more. Out of space ages so much that it continues to do the same thing. I've seen how stars are reborn again in the nebula.
When they got that spaceship, I
so there's no Davis now.
The
Germans started engineering
rockets. Let me finish this up real quick. We're going to finish that whole conversation. You know that. We got the internet for. Over here in Illinois, man is jailed after fight with sister over a Polish sausage.
Golly, man.
He is black, people.
That's the way I like
it. And why he's fighting over Polish sausage? Who the fuck knows? You know what I'm saying? You must.
And the bigger the better, I guess, baby. Because they got some big, bad toy shortages over there.
He must be a black Polack. You know what I'm saying? Ah, man. A fight over Polish sausage has led to charges of unlawful use of a weapon and domestic battery against a 24-year-old man. Jermaine Cook slapped his sister in the face because they were fighting over a Polish sausage. And Cook has three felonies on his record, including vehicular hijacking. So, yeah, that's your third strike. You'll be,
So my boy was trying to depot full of pride.
Yeah. Yeah, you mean.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummy, dirt bag, bitch!
Yeah, three strikes.
It's limited by the federal government.
This is nasty now. And this is for all y'all Catholics out there now. All you Catholics out there, listen up. This is in New York. Hepatitis warning after communion. Yeah, it's for y'all Catholics that like to drink from the golden goblin well, the fuck y'all be drinking out of and shit and pass it around to your whole church while y'all all drink out of the same fucking glass. Hell, you gotta be fucked up. You gotta be fucked up. Hundreds of people might have been exposed to hepatitis A while receiving communion, Long Island officials said. At least one member of the clergy involved in the communion process was infected with the disease. Some 1,300 people were in attendance between the two church services. Yeah.
Oh, that's like lasers.
Yeah.
Lasers.
So,
I'll be right there.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all better, you might want to tighten up. I understand. You can take the same little cup. You won't have to drink from the same cup the fucking nasty-ass clergy people drinking from. You know what I'm saying? You take your little communion cup, and you sip your own little cup. You know what I'm saying? You that's nasty, people. Hey, that is nasty. That is unhygienic. And when I sat in the Catholic church with this chick, and I think I was 16, 17, I think I was like 16. She took me to church with her, and she was in college. She took me to church. She was Haitian, so we sit in an all white church. Only two black people in there. You know what I'm saying? And it happened to be that day where they did their communion thing. So I see all these people stand up. You talking about over about 500 people? All stand up. You know, started by row. All the clergymen took this big golden thing, poured some shit that looked like blood into it. Motherfucker drunk it, wiped it off with his white cloth, and then passed it around. All the clergymen drunk it, wiped it off, all of the same shit. Then every single member, I don't care what age, I mean some old people look like they took their dentures out, you know what I'm saying, to put their mouth on the damn glass. No, you got me fucked up. That's nasty.
Oh,
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, man. Be kissed. Oh.
See, if this was ancient Rome, your ass would be sitting up in that church. You'd be laid up. Just thinking about that.
Congratulations, Dallas, Texas. Shout out to Sandy Baby Powder President Jay. DNA clears man who spent 30 years in prison. As if they gave a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Those 30 years of fucking good free labor. Life. The movie Life already tells us the truth. You know what I'm saying? God damn it. That motherfucker's feeling. You know? They don't give a fuck. Prosecutors declared a Texas man innocent of a rape and robbery that put him in prison for 30 years. More than any other DNA exoneree in Texas, DNA test results that came back barely a week after Cornelius Dupree Jr. was paroled in July excluded him as the person who attacked the Dallas woman in 1979. Dupree was just 20 when he was sentenced to 75 years in prison in 1980. God damn, Heavenly Angel, I can't fuck with you. I'm sorry. Shit. God damn. Nigga getting 30 years for fucking with a white girl. God damn.
Yeah,
man.
White lady killed a little kid and blamed it on a black man. Ain't nobody black killed kids. Just a white lady went crazy killed kids.
Damn. Oh, yeah, blaming on black dude. You know, we don't play black kids.
Or what?
God
Yeah.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Damn, they got a potty mouth. They ain't got
Tourette's. No, that's my awards.
Oh.
Yeah, I give awards, you know what I'm saying, when people do some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? That it's some fucked up shit on the state. You know what I'm saying? They really fucked that man up for 30 years. So,
nothing.
You know?
That's how I was, man, in my life. That's how I was.
He's getting
quicker
than him.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Looking at
the same
thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, he got 2 bills or something like that.
And then there's another man.
Yeah. Some dumb ass motherfucker came out talking about he didn't want to sue the
state.
I'll slap in your motherfucking head, bitch. Dumb ass. Over here in New England, guard Yama attacked my dogs at Snafu Acres. What the fuck is Snafu Acres? Police and animal control officers continue to search for a pair of dogs that attacked and injured a llama. I guess that's supposed to be a llama. Mother llama and shit. Yeah. Nah. Oh, okay. What the fuck, a llama? What the? A guard llama? What the fuck is a guard llama? No. What the fuck is a guard llama? What the fuck is a guard llama? How the hell are you using a llama to guard anything?
Well, oh, you talking about...
Livestock guard llama on duty. These are... What the fuck? What? Ivan Smith, owner of Snafu Acres, said he found 2 dogs attacking Abra the llama. Abra serves as a guard llama, watching over chickens out to pasture and scaring off coyotes and other potential predators at Snafu Acres, which produces free-range eggs and grass-fed beef, among other products. Damn, dogs? Yeah, that is weird. That is weird. Now, he warns off coyotes, but you can't fight off no 2 dogs. That is weird, people. That is kind of weird.
He's
got to
look as realistic as that shit.
We wear that out. It doesn't get a go over here. Over here in Pennsylvania, shout out to Easy Rider, bid66.com. Make sure y'all check it out for all you free bids. You get 10 free bids if you sign up now. Go to www.bid66.com. Inflatable dog is blamed for a crash. Officials in Cumberland County said a blow-up dog. Not a real dog, people. They ain't throwing no real dog out the window. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Not for $5,000.
Hey, now for $5,000, hell no. Blow up dog was responsible for a minor car crash. Motorist was rear-ended and when he stopped suddenly after spotting what he thought was a person lying in the road. You've just been pumped. The person turned out to be an inflatable doll, investigators said. Oh, man, I guess you say fucking.
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. And we're going to keep that move. Hold on, what's this? Reptile agenda? Okay, y'all got us on some other shit. Hold on. Let me finish the news before we get all into that. Over here in New York, murderers to inherit fortune from victim. What? A convicted killer is set to inherit $250,000 from his victim. Heroin addict Brandon Palladino, that explains it, 24, will be living in the lap of luxury when he's sprung from jail, where he's serving time for killing his mother-in-law, and the outcome that has the victim's family fuming. Palladino has admitted killing. He killed Edwards, 59, after she caught him trying to steal jewelry from her Long Island home. How the fuck are you inheriting them? That's just the, they give you like the, normally I catch you off the headline next page, the whole article. It's 38 degrees in New York, people. Been a mighty character to know that.
Yeah, I got people in New York.
Okay. What happened? I don't understand how he can profit from a crime. The sister said he's going to come out of jail in his 40s with hundreds of thousands of dollars. He later made a deal to do 25 years in jail, minus time served more than a year, avoiding the maximum of 25 years of life. Edwards will bequeath all of her worldly goods, about $431,000, to her only daughter, Deanna Palladino, 23, who was never charged in the crime. After Brandon was arrested in November 2009 for the murder, his wife used some of her mom's $190,000 in savings to bankroll her husband's defense, according to Suffolk prosecutors. Then Deanna died last February, leaving everything to her jail husband. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
That sounds too damn fishy.
Like, he took the blame for her, somebody killed her, or her killing
her
mom, or shit.
Nah, yeah, they had to plan it all mapped out. She gonna leave it to me, so I won't get convicted of the crime, so I can legally inherit it. And then, yeah, if anything happens, I'll get you out, and then it just so happens she died.
That will come around.
And then it's boom, and then she dies. And then, oh, man. She claims her dead niece, Deanna Palladino, was part of the robbery that led to the murder and took part in the attempt to cover up. She gave him the key to my sister's house, and then they later went there together before the police were called. She was part of the cover up and even pawned some of my sister's jewelry. It's a slap in the face. Larson says she believes her niece may have committed suicide with a drug overdose because she could not face what she had done to her mother, and how could she live with herself. Larson says she will ask, to scrap the plea bargain deal he made with Palladino unless the killer agrees to give up his victim's remaining legacy, $241,000 from the sale of the Melville home where the murder took place. Larson said the killer and his wife went on a vacation cruise using the slain woman's money before cops arrested him. I'm just sorry, people. Black folks don't do that. Not to be racial or anything. We don't do no shit like that. Honestly, if we kill somebody, you'll probably see us in the fucking same dumbass neighborhood riding on 30s with goddamn 4 pounds of reefer in the car.
Like we ain't did
a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't finna go
with the, and damn sure we ain't finna be with the bitch. We probably finna be at strip clubs.
Yeah.
I mean plurals. But the chick that was involved, she ain't gonna be even thought about.
Damn.
He took her life. He can't take her money too. It's ridiculous. How can a murderer walk away with his victim's assets? Ask O.J. Simpson. Oh, my bad. Oh, wait a minute. Did I just say that? My bad, people. Shouts out to O.J. Oh, yeah, he got himself. He got his motherfucking self. Goddamn O.J. Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry, people. We got to give up. Yeah, this is the O.J. Simpson son did that, yeah.
For
the victim. The site, people. Research, draconian. I heard all of this reptilian theories, historical studies, experiences, reports of experiences with reptilian energy. You know, people with thought eyelids be flipping all back and shit. Most of our motherfucking politicians, so called, got the eyelids do that. Which, hey, you know. I gave him an award, didn't I? Oh, okay. Anyway, over here in Cambodia, Python newlyweds draw crowds. Hundreds of Cambodians celebrated an unusual wedding ceremony for a pair of pythons who they believe will bring good luck to their villages. Right. Right. The marriage of serpent bride Chamrung to groom Krong Pitch, and they named these goddamn snakes. Alright. Was held in Village 1 in Kando Province, about 20 kilometers or 12 miles south of the capital, Phnom Penh, and attracted nearly 1,000 dumbass people to see some stupid ass shit like that. Right. Right. Hey, let's go watch the snakes kiss.
You know what I'm saying? What if I get around fast down there after we just kind of
know? Hell. Sometimes you got to thank New York for being a nasty, dirty-ass place. You know what I'm saying? Man leaps from window and is saved by uncollected trash. Dumbass. Motherfucker tired of... I used to try to commit suicide in the snow and shit. You know what I mean? Bitch, it's 2 feet of snow on the ground. You're going to jump out the window. Oh, 10 feet of snow. You're going to jump out the damn... You're going to jump out the window and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
I'm going to commit suicide. I'm going to kill myself. Yeah. Yeah. And you got full clothes on and shit. You know what I mean? Bitch got full clothes on with boots. You ain't trying to do shit. Bangladesh Kabatos, 26, was hospitalized in critical but stable condition after jumping from his apartment in Midtown Manhattan. Sanitation workers have not collected trash since the December 26 storm, dumped more than a foot and a half of snow on the city.
Damn.
Mounds of garbage several feet high lined many sidewalks. The trash bags below broke his fall and that he left no suicide note before jumping. That bitch knew it was trash down there, dumbass.
That was probably
a little stunt. I don't know. I still give him
I don't understand how you're going to jump out the window and there's garbage and snow on the ground.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Well, yeah, be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off. And Abu Dhabi, I tell you people, this is worldwide news, and I mean from around the world. And I mean the world. Technology created 50 rainstorms in the desert. Fucking USF. Goddamn USF. I bet you USF out there. I bet you we got somebody out there fucking with that shit. Probably so. Huh? What'd you say?
I'm listening.
Oh. Four centuries, people living in the Mideast have dreamed of turning the sandy desert into land fit for growing crops with fresh water on tap. Now, that holy grail is a step closer after scientists employed by the ruler of Abu Dhabi claim to have generated a series of downpours. 50 rainstorms were created in the state's eastern Al Ain region using technology. All right, people, let's go ahead and see what they're talking about. Okay, so they say, dry as the dust, sand dunes with seeds and no rain at all for months. Now a secret project has brought storms to Abu Dhabi. Moisture, okay, first ionizers produce charged particles into the desert air. Then the negatively charged ions rise with the hot air and attract dust. Moisture condenses the charged dust. Eventually, this turns to cloud, which produces the rain. This is how they blow the smoke up your ass. Yeah. You feel me? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They ain't going to tell you what they're using. That's what I want to see what y'all use. Using emitters. Last June, Metro Systems built 5 ionizing sites, each with 20 emitters, which can send trillions of cloud-forming ions into the atmosphere. Over 4 summer months, the emitters were switched on when the required atmospheric level of humidity reached 30% or more. While the country's weather reports predicted no clouds or rain in the Al Ain region, rain fell on 52 occasions. The project was monitored by Max Planck Institute for Meteorology, one of the world's major centers of atmospheric physics. And Professor Harmut Grassi said there are many applications. One is getting water into a dry area. Maybe this is the most important for mankind. Yeah. Shakif Khalif bin Zayed Al Nahyan. God damn.
Yeah, that's the
queen at the Mushrif Palace in Abu Dhabi last year. What the f is she doing now?
Because they have some type of.
The old ass doing that, man.
I know how the king and queen and stuff like that, they still talk about each other.
Hear what readers have to say. Let's see what a couple of people say. Instead of regulating CO2 emissions, bartering their units like money, we'll now need to measure and barter the humidity units in the air since it's needed to produce artificial rain. What's next? Regulating the amount of oxygen and nitrogen in the air to support life? They can suck it up out of you, goddammit. You seen that shit in Spaceballs. They ain't even a motherfucking game. They thinking they can fucking put a whole motherfucking vacuum on the planet, suck all the air out of the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Total Recall. But that's a planet on Mars, though. So, but they want to do the reverse, dry the bitch up, make it all a desert. Suck Earth, you motherfuckers out now. The other one is you got to prime the pump. You must have the faith and believe. You got to give your cold, hard cash for your worthy to receive. All the weather you can stand, cool your feet, cool your core, leave no carbon debt for others. What the fuck are you talking about? Thank you kindly, Albert Gore. I don't know. That's some kind of lame-ass poem. All right. From the article, the savings using the WeatherTech technology are huge, with the system costing $6 million a year, while desalination is $45 million. Building an ionizing system is about $7 million, while a desalination plant would be $850 million and cost a lot more to run. But we are comparing like with like. How much usable water is generated by the two systems? What are the risks, etc.? A full cost-benefit analysis is required to determine which system is better overall, but both processes with the necessary research and development would be preferable to wasting money on the red herring of man-made global warming and the carbon credit scam, which that's what they call a global warming. Tesla did this first back in the 1890s. That's what some Tesla. And that's what I'm saying, people. I believe that shit. Let's look up Tesla. Tesla.
Tesla?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he made the Tesla coil. And he also made and he also made different light bulbs in the first early.
In the 1890s, so.
Yeah, he's the one that created the light bulbs.
Tesla coils are old, man. And he's Russian, actually. He's Russian. He got a grant from one of the states there. The government, the state governor gave a grant, and he built this machine, and he had a dream that it could throw bolts of electricity to the next generator and generate this electricity around it to do for the city. But they actually, the Tesla coil was being tested out, and it actually became a military weapon. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
They used it on certain cases, but they have not actually used it where they really want it, because it's going to be used in the field of like civil unrest. You know what I'm saying? Like they knew.
And then
they got a gun, a Tesla gun, too. You know what I'm saying? That's a little
handgun.
You see everybody getting shot up with. That's all that is, a Tesla gun. Handheld Tesla.
That's my homeboy, Ann Diggity Dog, breaking down this knowledge for y'all, people.
I'm telling you, he knows what he's talking about.
We got seven different models of Tesla guns.
This is how we get down. This the type of shit. Y'all wonder why the fuck I be all tripped out on the show, because this is the fuck we sitting around talking about. Y'all think we be talking about, you know, booty shaking and motherfucking hoes all day or something.
No,
we ain't on that. Yeah, we don't be on that. We sit up here and be on some other shit. Hey.
I just recently found out here in
and you got 1 minute left.
JFK was shot that day, that same.
All right, well, it don't matter. We're going to the VIP out. But like to say, shout out to 186. News Heavenly Angel, Miss PC Bow. Ooh, coming off in here, you know what I'm saying, Miss Computer Lady, Amy Garcia, and everybody else out here riding with one of these, now I want to say 186.2. Well, fuck it, we just as raw, you know what I'm saying? This is WDGE Radio, Reckoning Game Radio, with your host, Captain Smell So Good, and Mrs. Heavenly Angel, the temporary sidekick, kicking y'all in the motherfucking head if y'all come up here with the bullshit. But, yeah, soon to be co-host for season 3 coming up. So it's going to be hot, man, coming out of motherfucking Washington. Shout out to Ant Dog. We'll be in the VIP out for a minute, people. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be getting up out of there. So much love out there in wherever land. Wherever the fuck you at. You know what I'm saying? All right. Okay, now we're finna get into this other conversation since we got this Heavenly Angel. Listen in on what we.
Now, I'm here. I'm not going nowhere.
All right. All
right,
can you hear?
We're on the after hours. Yep, I can hear.
Got this Heavenly Angel right here. I'm still on the show. This is VIP hour. The show actually is. I'm going, you know, nobody, it ain't airing, it's not airing live, but it's still being recorded. Come on up.
Yeah. Great show.
What are they congratulating you on?
I guess she's talking about her.
Oh, she said happy new year. Oh, okay.
All right. Doing
I'm feeling jacked.
Are we done with the nutty news already?
Yeah, we just his mother doesn't do
it. He's also the inventor of the Ronnie. Power lines. He was the first one to set up power lines in New York City to help engineer that. So it was similar to him, and he stole some of his patents. That's why he got two different types of light bulbs. One made a different type of light bulb. On top of that, it was very dangerous to search with the wires from the other guy because it shot the hell out of him. Technology in that. And then the government took it over, and now you say subsidized electricity, but they say it's owned by the state. So the government owns all the electrical grids all through America. And there's three different ones, and we got Canada, and we got New Mexico. It's got so much security around that thing. It's an important advantage here in America. Make a lot of things come true by a lot, and find a lot of other people to gather information to make things. Off of his patent. And they didn't give him too much credit or barely any Nobel Prize for recognition that he did.
Look back, I guarantee you, everything he had electricity back in the days and all that, fully powered cities with electric. And all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Until motherfuckers came in. Motherfuckers destroyed it. Technology said destroyed. Then the technology, you know what I'm saying? In a long time. And it.
I can't hear everything.
So you can't hear? You can hear.
It's cutting in and out, and there's a lot of static.
Oh. No, it ain't bad. It's just that right there, the booth over you. Well, it was fucking booth over. But,
ancient batteries. I also looked that up one day. Ancient batteries. You know, the stuff about the ancient Egyptians having a flashlight. This stuff right here tripped me out when I was finding out these things that seem to be features.
Can you hear now?
Yeah, I can hear.
Ancient light bulb.
Thank you. See it? That's it right there. That was for them to write the hieroglyphs on the wall. And it had an ancient battery in it. So batteries are old as hell. It's just technology. Just a civilization.
That's what I'm saying, though. So fuck him.
Egyptians had
light
bulbs. That's all I'm saying. Fuck him.
And then there's a race that was in the Ottoman Empire at that time that also had engineered a battery. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the battery was to light. And there was other civilizations that used mirrors to help guide ships in, but all at the same time destroy the ships.
These are light bulbs.
How would they know to see down in the tunnels if they had no light?
Because
they had
batteries.
Batteries are old technology. That's the first invention of electricity.
And guess who's responsible?
Yes, sir.
Beneath the temple of Hathor at Dendera, there are inscriptions depicting a bulb-like object which some have suggested it's reminiscent of a crooked tube, an area early light bulb. Inside the bulb, a snake forms a wavy line from a lotus flower, the socket of the bulb. Wire leads to a small box on which the air god is kneeling. Beside the bulb stands a two-armed dive pillar, which is connected to the snake, and a baboon wearing two knives. In the eyes of the sphinx, Erich von Däniken suggested that the snake represented the filament.
It was some type of celebration or understanding. What?
They always.
But the whole thing was reconstructed. Gentlemen, check it out. The whole thing, there's another one on here. The whole thing was reconstructed. And it was tested, and the shit worked. Now explain that. You can find that on the tube. It worked. The light lit up. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, I mean, hell, they show you. You can
find that, too.
You can get light from a fucking apple.
Mm-hmm.
You can plug a goddamn wire into an apple or a potato and get fucking electricity out of it. That bitch who does everything on this planet is in it.
Full of energy, yes. Yeah.
Everything. They show everything. And they show how, man, I don't have to go on.
Well, no, don't try sticking a wire up your ass, though.
Man, knowledge.
There's a lot of stuff out
like,
there.
How can you apply this shit? Because if she hits the fan in 2012, just so called, they knock off the power grid, okay? Right, and we in so called darkness. Everybody got to depend on your generators at nighttime and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So now you got to think of your other natural means. Besides just solar power, you know what I'm saying? What other kind of power can you generate to keep shit going? If you got fucking natural potatoes, fucking vegetables and all that shit, and you got all this shit sitting around in your house, well, you wouldn't be paying for power right now.
It's just a little blockage of
the test. It's a little wattage, so you have to, you know, reprogram yourself, you know what I'm saying, just to be disciplined. Or it might take 18 potatoes to run it. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you know, 30 potatoes, no. Yeah, the whole potato. Because that's how they was doing it. They had wires connected to all these potatoes, and they was just making them all in series. You know what I'm saying? So together, they formed one big mass of energy. And then that big power of the light bulb.
And I honestly believe you on that, because when I was a child growing up, we used to be filled with potatoes to light up a light bulb.
Yeah.
In science class. I love doing that shit, man.
Yeah.
Where are you going now, Phil?
Watch this. Did I use the power?
Who power?
Who battery powered? Oh, there you go. Which fruit has the best conductivity?
That's an apple.
This is to demonstrate an electrical can be generated using citrus fruit, such as lemons and limes, that is strong enough to power a small light bulb.
Oh, hell.
Fruit battery. You feel me?
Yeah.
Required material.
And that's knowledge, fruit, people.
Such as lemons, limes, or grapes.
That's knowledge.
Lemon, lime, grapefruit, or oranges. Here in Florida, we got so much fucking power. Damn.
We got so many grapefruits in the tree.
Come on, man. Think about how many grapefruits and orange trees we got. We ain't lemons in lemons.
And that's acres. They're all around.
Not lime, but we got lemons. We got plenty of fucking lemons. Copper nail.
We got tangerine, orange trees.
A copper nail, approximately 2 inches in length. Galvanized zinc nail, about 2 inches in length. Small color or opaque light bulb with a 2-inch lead, such as a holiday LED light. Note that there needs to be enough wire to connect to the nail. Electrical tape or crocodile, a.k.a. gator clip, and a micro ammeter, a measuring instrument used to measure the electrical current in a circuit, which can be found at your local Radio Shack or hardware.
It's cheap. That's what we have. What
so,
we call, it's, you know, we put them on the battery of the car. We test the voltage on the battery of the car. Or my kid's little toy, you test your voltage on it. You know what I'm saying?
So it says it takes about 5 to 10 minutes. You prepare your fruit for the experiment by squeezing it on all sides with your hand. Make sure not to squeeze too tightly and to break the skin. The idea is to soften the fruit enough so that the juice inside are flowing. Insert your nails into the fruit approximately 2 inches apart from each other. The end sharp tips of the nails should be in the center of the fruit, but not touching one another. Be careful not to pierce the nails through the opposite end of the fruit. Remove the insulation around the bulb wires, the lead, so you can expose the wire underneath. You need to remove enough insulation so you can wrap the exposed wire around the nail. Take one of the exposed wires and wrap it around the galvanized zinc nail, and if the wire keeps slipping off, use some electrical tape or gator clip to keep it attached. Wrap the other end of the wire around the copper nail. When the second wire is attached to the copper nail, the light bulb will light up.
You know what? Email me that so I can do that with my child.
Hey, Heaven Lanes, I'm going to drop this link if you want to try that with your
children.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Please. Damn, that is
hard. Kids will think it as shit. I'm going to do that with my daughter. She'll be like, damn, you're cool. High five.
Yeah, so see, that needs to let them know that they don't need to depend on Tico. Fuck Tico.
Hey, you're right about that. You know what? I just recently found out, Jonah, that they base it on the people around you to bill you. Now, why y'all don't read the meters anymore? Evidently, you don't. And then if you late too many damn times, they got a point system.
Say that again.
I want you to pay them like $500, $600. Especially if you didn't open it with an account. These crooked motherfuckers, if they got confusion on the damn bill, they'll send you bill for last month that you paid. It's basically the same debt.
Oh, we know you paid it, but we just want to come out your head anyway.
On the next bill that you had.
Oh, I got that. Good. I sent them an overpayment.
You bought it, said it, dude. It does that. The zinc nail is an active metal which reacts with the acid in the fruit. The active ingredient in the fruit are positively charged ions. A transfer of electrons takes place between the zinc nail and the acid from the fruit, which we got acid in us, and your stomach. That's your body acid. So if a bitch stuck a fucking nail into you, pop, pop, you'll probably bleed to death, but then they'll pile that shit up for you.
Damn. Oh.
The nails act as poles for the battery, one positive, one negative. The electrons travel from the positive pole to the negative pole via the light bulb wire, which is the conductor generating enough electricity to light the bulb, all off of the suit. Bam. I ain't like the mouth.
All
right. Taking this other fruit, I've seen the potato and shit.
Well, citrus is actually the best fruit for but, you know, for that. And the LED lights are good. The LED lights is low wattage, so that's pretty good. I'm trying to get me some LED lights in my car, man. I like to see them. They look good.
I'm going to, like,
the
spaceship, but it
looks good.
You
ain't seen the LED lights yet? On the Corvette, they made them things look good, but I'm like, wow.
It's beautiful, man.
Hello, Grace. Power. So the water comes for fun. Because it's an old-age car. He said, man, this is fast, but this is a car that's in the future. So he's using an old
fruit
and nature. I think that's the old days.
Fruit batteries, there you go. Use fruit to generate. If you have fruit, a couple of nails, okay, which one of this you can generate? This is just talking about the.
Yeah, I definitely consider this is the best to do. We've done it with a potato. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about the potato.
We've done it with a potato.
There you go, make a potato batter.
Bam. So that was the only thing that we knew. This was like 1983,
84. A potato can be used as an electrochemical cell. A potato battery is a type of electrical cell. It converts chemical energy into electrical energy. The potato battery, there's a transfer of electrons between the zinc, and this is everything, zinc coating, that zinc shit. The galvanized nail that will be inserted into the potato and the copper wire that will be inserted into another part of the potato conducts electricity, yet keeps the zinc ions and copper ions separate so that the electrons in the copper wire are forced to move or generate current. It's not enough power to shock you, but the potato can run a small digital clock.
And yeah, we did that in grade school.
That's what I'm saying, but if you stick enough of them together, you know what I'm saying?
They're
not all that
like one when all the wires were just like doubled up, running around to a voltage regulator. Voltage gauge. You know, to read it, and your boy to get it to the other for the positive and the negative, and turn it on. It was powering a radio, an old ass little gray box radio. This was at the science center at what do you call this place up here? I took my daughter up here. They had it all up here, man. What's that? Moses. That's where we went at Moses. I've been taking it. I take it there like every time they have something new, I take it in there. You know what I'm saying? That's how me and her relationship. I take it up there and let her see things, buy things, get into things, and make things, you know, make that mind open up a little bit so she'd be involved in something. So now she'd be science at school. You know, she's now in sixth grade. She's good at what she, you know what I'm saying, is doing. You can see her a little something before they go to school and help them out. Tell them, man, they open your mind up.
All right. Here's something. Y'all can try. Try to with the kids. Queen. Take 20 to 30 gold pennies, a quarter cup of white vinegar, dilute with acetic acid, one tablespoon of salt, one shallow clear glass or plastic bowl, not metal, one or two clean steel screws of nails, and some water, measuring spoon or some paper towel. You pour the salt and vinegar into the bowl, stir until the salt dissolves. Dip a penny halfway into the liquid and hold it there for 10 to 20 seconds. Remove the penny from the liquid, and what do you see?
No tarnish.
Dump the rest of the penny into the liquid. The cleaning action will be visible for several seconds. Leave the penny in the liquid for 5 minutes. Proceed to instant verdigris.
Yes.
Pennies get dull over time because the copper in the penny slowly reacts with air to form copper oxide. Pure copper metal is bright and shiny, but the oxide is dull and greenish. Vinegar solution. The acidic acid from the vinegar dissolves the copper oxide, leaving behind shiny, clean pennies. And the copper from the copper oxide stays in the liquid, and you can use other acids instead of vinegar, like lemon juice. Make sure I pay.
We did this last weekend. My daughter, she has a book of neat ideas and new things to do. So we opened up the book and she said, yeah, let's do this. We took some milk and we put it in the freezer for like 24 minutes, pulled it out, and took the color, food color, and let them drop in there. You know, you should see what it is. It's crazy swirls, man. Food color. Some crazy swirls of milk. I ain't never seen them like that. It looked like a world war going around there.
He froze the milk.
We didn't freeze the milk. We stuck it in there for about like 20 minutes. We let it get enough to where it was cold because it was in there like a little bowl, you know what I'm saying? We had it in another bowl, so we dropped food color in there and it started doing spirals and shit, making funny colors and all kind of color. We just stopped it. Yeah, for like 3 minutes and it stopped. So it was pretty cool, though.
So they did that test with the. When we watching that on TV, where the white dudes had the bowl. When they were spinning the bowl around, they were putting the colors, the dye drop, and they were trying to manipulate the formation of storms. The formation of storms, how they form and shit. And then they had this big bowl, and then the bowl starts spinning, and then they would just take a drop, and then that bitch starts forming little storms all separate, though. You know what I'm saying? And then it'll form one major storm. They all came together to form one major storm. That shit was pretty. Power of the motherfucking mind, people. That's the crazy shit out there. You just got to take it. You got to take it. You know what I'm saying? What is that? Oh, I see Jamie. He's sticking around trying to learn some shit. All right, let's cover this shit in dopey bass shit. Okay. In the early 60s, subterranean nuclear blast occurred about 30 miles southwest of Dulce, New Mexico, right off US 64. The nuclear blast was conducted under the umbrella project Plowshare and was named Gas Plug. It has recently been alleged that this particular subsurface nuclear blast was used to create a hollowed out chute or chimney for development of a substation for a super secret tunnel system attached to an underground Black Book project base.
Black Book. You said Black Book?
Yeah.
That's some hot shit like that.
It's Black Book, yeah. I mean, you ain't know what this president or you know about.
That shit he don't even know about.
According to Thomas Castillo, a former Dulce-based security officer, this particular underworld city is a highly secret base operated by humans as well as reptilian aliens and their worker caste, the commonly encountered Grays. It is here, apparently, that a multitude of experimentation projects are carried out, primarily genetic experiments on kidnapped men, women, and children. There are a myriad of other specialty science projects taking place at the Dulce base, including but not limited to atomic manipulation, cloning, studies of the human aura, advanced mind control applications, animal and human crossbreeding, visual and audio wiretapping, and the list goes on. Dulce de Mexico is a strange place indeed. It's a sleepy town perched upon the Archuleta Mesa just south of the Colorado border in northern New Mexico. Tourists passing through sometimes see more life in the town other than that of a scruffy dog lazily spread out alongside of the dirt road. Some claim that upon entering the town, black vehicles with heavily tinted windows tailgate them until they are outside the city limits and heading out of Dodge.
Yeah, that means getting the fuck out of town.
In addition, several other sources who wish to remain nameless reported oddities their work with Operation Plowshare during the 1960s. The project was created under the guise of the use of atomic bombs during peacetime to forge ahead under the umbrella of natural gas exploration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they can dig deep into the ground.
That's the heart. It sends the electricity waves down to the ground, and oil sounds, crude oil sounds different from natural gas. It gets off of different pinging and pumps. That's how they discover oil in the ground. And that also can have mind control capabilities. You have people near coaxials and the new technology, and their CCTV. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
the military car now, we call it the government car, the OnStar shit. Man, boy, y'all see that shit alone? What? Even though black people love GMC,
yeah.
but I have to rip OnStar out that shit. That's what I would.
Yeah, they're going to shut your ass down. Where the fuck are you driving at?
No OnStar, please.
Or control your shit and crash your ass into a mountain.
They're watching everything
whatever,
you're doing.
Yeah.
They're watching every, man, they're watching everything you're doing.
In fact, several of these multi-kiloton blasts were used in the rapid way of developing huge subsurface chambers for facility development. It is reported that the technology to clean radiation is available and already in use for such projects. You already know that.
Yeah, because on Bikini Bottom it was developed.
Yeah.
Was SpongeBob getting off that? He put a test out there, though. I said, hell no.
This was back in 93, so... I made public for the first time ever, whatever this dude is, the floor plans to levels 1 and 6 of the Dolce base. These floor plans were reproduced from the originals that were handed to Thomas Castillo's friend. This friend did not previously release the floor plans before because they were being used as a verification device. The claims of abductees that say they were there. To date, the originals have verified and disproved many stories circulating the field of ufology. The friend of Thomas Castillo's, however, believes that this is the time to begin to reveal the missing pieces. The Dolce base floor plan was illustrated as per the original, and they released it during the lecture in Las Vegas, Nevada. Its layout, when inspected carefully, appears to be extremely strategically planned. From a vertical viewpoint, it resembles a wheel with a central hub and corridors radiating outwards like spokes. This hub is the focal point of the entire base. It is surrounded by central security and extends to all levels of the base.
So it's like a hive.
Yeah, so if you got a wheel and everything falls off of it like this, but then at that core that digs into the ground, that shit's going in the ground. This is just
they're all over the United States,
yeah,
both out Midwest. I don't understand why they've built all these facilities, but a lot of people say it's because the government's housing a lot of stuff in the ground, and a lot of people say that's part of the doomsday propaganda that, you know, military will hide in the ground in this last moment when things are cruel,
right.
come
right.
out and burst
right.
out and kill all civilians
yeah.
that are either mutated, fucked up, because I have to tell y'all, who needs to have civil air patrol, right? Who runs it now? FEMA. Better go look at what FEMA does. FEMA does a lot of shit. FEMA's got coffins where they can fit 3 people in it and bury your ass right now. 3 people in the coffin, dog.
I know.
All those
damn birds just died in the sky.
Because of some virus that got out of fucking facility. That's how it happened last time. Okay, look. There's a German scientist. He's putting, what's that shit the ticks not having? And they bite it. A Lyme disease. He's going ahead. He's injecting ticks with Lyme disease. Okay. And then they take them out in the field and release them, all right, for a study on the animals around. So then a bird picks that bitch up, flies off to Florida for migration. That bird dies. That tick come out and mate with another tick. Them ticks are infested with this. This is how it happens.
Yeah.
And they let this go. Oh, it's fine. It's cool. But then now they want the get back all the information and say, specifics. How many people out there have this disease?
And how about from above, this base resembles the layout of the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., complete with holes, walls, and military insignia.
Yeah, that shit like a Pentagon.
When viewed laterally, it appears it takes on the shape or the look of a tree with a trunk at its center and its floors extending outward like the branches. If this is a facility of science, then one could easily say that its lateral appearance is like that of the tree of knowledge.
And that's what I was about to say. Designed
this way, or does it just happen to be a quick hell? Fuck no.
No, that's, the ancient symbols are in our military.
Yeah, they know the
ancient symbols are in our military. It's on the ambulance. You know what I'm saying? They're everywhere. Ancient symbols are everywhere, man. They use them. That's only normally people that are amazing and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They're using these symbols, man. You see them on your money. You see them anywhere. So that is actually an ancient symbol for science.
Yes, the reptilian influence over man is as great as okay documentation is meant to have one belief, then there have to be other subterranean dwellings similar to this in other locations.
I appreciate you when you come up here and seeing you today. And,
that's real, man.
Conversing with you.
Hanging out on the radio, man. Dog, you've been hanging out. You can laugh on the radio, people. You know what I'm saying? This is another edition of Record Game Radio Chit Chat on a Tuesday, man. Tuesday time for Chit Chat. And we're going to play one more song and get on up out of here, man.
What
are
you going to do,
people?
Yeah.
Right now.
About to all the listeners was out there.
All right. That was Ms. Heavenly Angel.
Bye, Ms. Heavenly Angel.
Bye,
having you.
Yes,
good evening, afternoon. Much love, people.
That's real. And we are out in the building.
Come back now, you hear? Mm.